So he just said that the chet of Adam Arishan was that there was a small place of ra, and he was supposed to be mevatel that, see through it, see through, accomplish the bittul of the ra. That was the goal of what Adam Arishan's job was, and this happens. And 72. Yeah, almost at the end of 40. Almost at the end of 40. So v'chein theoretically, a person would not have to go through the process of defeating the evil if they can come to the understanding of the yichud by itself. Since we don't get there on our own, v'adrabah, quite the opposite. They follow different types of instinct and different types of mistakes that they make, which is that there's different powers in the Bria. Hashem has to do it. And how is Hashem going to make the yichud come out? Is by creating greater hester. Until there's greater ra, right? And the way for Hashem to bring out the yichud is by the bittul of everything else. So the greater gilui of the yichud is, the more bittul there is going to happen. So the more ra there's out there to be mevatel, the greater the gilui of the yichud will be.
Why need more than the first time?
Because the first time, you're asking someone's way. Adam Rishon had a nisayon. There's a little bit of evil. He failed that nisayon, and he decided to try it, and he delve into the ra. So now you're saying, so let Hashem just get another chance. Why does Hashem have to change the whole world now? Because of
The
that.
two also evaluation.
So now Hashem made it. Now that you did that, so now it's going to require, in order to be Megala, the Yichud needs to be a greater Gilui, because you were master it more. So now it requires a greater level of Gilui. So the way to be Mavar more Gilui is by adding more Ra. By adding more covers, because now you have to, it's going to require more from you to bring it out. Something like that.
Yeah, it seems like I'm signing off for that original yes.
Whatever the insane was on that
Yeah.
level, obviously, but I'm saying. So he says, as the time goes on, the job that we have to be Megala is more. Now, right, based on after that, based on the our deeds, based on our deeds, there's a lot of Hester upon him, and everyone's messed up. Everyone's seeing the wrong thing. Even the world itself is not as pristine as it once was. The world itself is not as full of only toiv. That's not they only said that in nowadays. I didn't know that Rav Chaim was already dashing about this. That's chutzpah yazgei in his days, but okay. So the point is that there's a lot of layers that are being covered over constantly. Even the quality of people and the qual inside the person is more ra. Why? Because we constantly require more avoda to be megala the yichud. Shekozehu ra gadol. Hine. And it will come kasher yigalek kvod Hashem. Yeshuvu kol adeyos l'derech hayishar. Everything's going to come straight again. V'chol ma'isim yusu musukonim karoy. Everything's going to be proper. V'yu bnei adam mizdabkin bekoinam, and the people will have closeness to Hashem. To Hashem, our kosov eshbrach es ruchi al kol basar. Lo yilmdu oid ish es ve'eyu. Leimor du as Hashem. Ki kulam yodu oisi. L'mikotnam ve'agodlam. V'tiyat shuka klolis. L'chol ha'olam l'hiskadish b'kdushas yizbarach. Kinyan Shinamar Vaholku Amim Rabin Vamuluhu Vinala El Har Hashem, Vyreinu Midrachov. Vyoilaid Mize Atzlochis Abriois Kulam, Kinyan Shinamar, Yi Pisas Bar Baras, etc. Vagarzev and Kavasi. Even the Brios will become better. So, in other words, the part of the Yichud Hashem is general perfection in the world. So that means even the animal kingdom will come to a point of perfect peace. So, well,
looks like it could go the other way too. That as much as at the end God could gets rid of all the ra, it looks like all the ra could get rid of all the.
Well, Hashem's never going to allow that to completely take over. It's going to come to a point, to almost a breaking point, where when at that point the evil loses out, that's the point of the greatest gilui of Hashem. So yes, it will come to a point where the only way that we will. You know, we reached, I think the point is, the answer to your question is, we reached such a lowly point that the only way for us to be makir, the yichud, is when the level of ra is so intense.
I think there's nothing else.
That then when it comes away, you've peeled off that much. I'm trying to think of a mashal, but let's say, you have a white tablecloth. So, that's a good marshal, actually, I'm thinking about it. I give you a white tablecloth, okay? And I want my kids to clean it and bring it back to me white. Now, I had the white tablecloth before I started, but I want my kids to feel good. That comes Pesach, they helped clean the white tablecloth. So, I put on a little bit of dirt on it. If they clean that, it depends where they are. If they're on a very high level, if they're very, very sensitive to white, and it was a drop off white, and they clean that, they're going to feel good about it. They're going to notice the difference. They're going to notice the difference. So when they go ahead and clean that, they're going to say, oh, I cleaned that. Right? But if they're like themselves, you know, not so refined, so off white, white, I didn't notice the cleaning at all. I don't know. So in order for them to notice that they made something clean, I got to make it like black. And then when they peel it off, oh, now I made a white tablecloth. The more refined they are, the more they'll be able to see the chiluk that came out from the bittul of that ra. So, memela, as the chatoim were getting worse, the people were getting more grub, and people were getting more to the point that the only way for them to see the gilui would be to add ra and then get rid of it. Otherwise, they can't experience that. Soiv Dover Tiri Shikasha Bocha Harotzan Ha'elyun. Lelech is Bederach Hazeh. Okay, so he's summing up. This was a very long long number, paragraph 40. It's very, very long. And this printer is about 10 pages. So he's summing it up now. Soiv Dover Tiri. You will notice. Shikasha Bocha Harotzan Ha'elyun. Lelech is Bederach Hazeh. When Hashem chose to go in this way, Nosan makom l'chol ma'ase nosan. She'tzorach l'tachtonim l'shlemus ha'amiti. He gave them everything that they need. Ki b'yosin master panov, hinei nosan makom l'chesroinos. That the room for mistakes and deficiencies is because Hashem giving us a chance to overcome them. Nosan makom l'avoida, that's our avoida. L'fisha Hester osu rak k'dei l'igalos. The point of Hester is to be defeated. Then the shlemus comes about. And since the Hester is going to end up being defeated, there is an end to these days, which is 6,000 years. And after that, we've earned our keep. And once we've earned our keep, we can bask in the kuloi toiv. But it has to be a kuloi toiv that we brought out to the world. That's the structure of the
world, basically.
Through mitzvahs, tshuva,
Yes,
suffering.
if need be. Yeah. So he says, let's sum up. Let's sum up. So Membezi sums up. Amar Seicha, I'll call Kotzev and Noach. Rots Hashem Ha'el Legalos Levar Emes Yehuda. He wants us to bring out the Yichud of Hashem. Shein Shum Yecholas Neged Yecholto. There is no power beyond His power. V'Yisoyda Zeh. And on this fundamental principle, Bono Oylamay B'Chol Chukosav. That is what he built his world around. V'Klalu Mashu Master Ponov. This that there's a room, there's a space for evil. And then there will, and once it's nizgal, there will be no room for ra anymore. And then we'll see clearly the yichud. And that is the avoid of the person. Then it becomes a couple of unbelievable. Okay, there's one more question. 43. What's the question? We won't get to the answer, but we'll get to the question. Amra neshama, dain yesh limakom she'elu. Lama anu tzuchim loyma shakol oymen al inyan ha'yichud. That he wants to give us good tava. Basically, he's like asking a new question. I don't understand your whole theory over here. Just say Hashem made challenges so that we could earn our keep. What does that do, Yichud? So I think the answer is obvious. There's no room for challenge if the Yichud is clear. Hashem built it all in one system. Hashem made it that the makom of the challenge is in the goal of the world to bring out the yichud. So why do you have to be connected? Why can't it be that there's yichud? Well, if the yichud is clear, there's no room for nisyonos. So Hashem made it one. Hashem took away the yichud, and that itself is a challenge, I think. But anyway, he wants to know why does it have to be in the same area? Why can't there be a place for challenge independently of this? I guess we'll see tomorrow.
There is challenge.
Shkoyach, everyone. Have a good night.
Yeah.